could, so stop building impression. I'm blacked out thinking you won't get me ahead. My ambition in life is to look good on paper. All I want is a slot in some big corporation. Lucius, my hero, I am food and I hate him. My news of the world comes with Sports Illustrated. And proud of my trophy, find my hands if you can. Stack the nerves up the wall to impress all my friends. No, I'm not here to earn. I just want to get drunk and major in business and be taught how to fuck. Whoa, win. Oh, it's play to win. When I'm feeling like a car in a faceless machine. At the terminal, they want to wait for tits, who just smiles all the time, in my centerfold world, filled with Springsteen and why, someday I'll have power, someday I'll have votes, attracting some suburb, with nice savings to hose. At the terminal, preppy, terminal, preppy, terminal, preppy.
That was Dead Kennedys' Terminal Preppy. I am Isaac, this is Hour to Kill, and you are listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio, and I got a guest in the studio. Is that working?
What's up, what's up?
It is working. And go ahead and introduce yourself.
I'm Dan. Happy to be here.
He had a show earlier today.
2 p.m., Silica Gel Slap Hour, mm-hmm. Mondays.
Played some Fugazi. I'm going to play some Fugazi.
Good. Wonderful.
We got a punk-themed, although that word is... used for a lot of things, and many of the bands that are placed on the set list would contest this. Many of them would also not like each other, which I just think is funny.
Of course.
Which is, I mean, essential to it. But to start the show, that was Terminal Preppy, and then we got the proto-punk, pre-whatever. We got the Stooges, got Wire, X-Ray Specs.
Great.
Gang of Four, and then, yeah. I don't know, I don't have any more preamble, really. Let's just get into it. This is I Want to Be Your Dog. That was, in order, I Want to Be Your Dog, The Stooges, Mr. Suit, Wire, I Am a Poser, X-Ray Specs, and I Found That Essence Rare, Gang of Four.
All classics.
Classics. Yeah. We're trying to keep it to the classics today, but we're starting off with the most classic of the classics.
The proto-punk.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. Exactly. Entertainment, Gang of Four is the only one I was really super familiar with before, other than Iggy Pop, The Stooges. Other than like relatively recently, like X-Ray Specs was just, I was like, over the last week I was like, I'm doing a punk one, I gotta expand my horizons a little bit. They're very good. And then Pink Flag was an overdue listen. That was very good.
They screwed up that X-Ray Specs album on streaming.
They did.
It's the wrong track list on streaming.
Germ-Free Adolescence.
That's, yeah.
There's a lot of that you find with some, if it's like decent, like there's some stuff that's decently popular enough to where like someone would have noticed that the sequencing is wrong. And then there's a lot of that where whenever they were first doing it in like 2015 or whatever, just dumping stuff to streaming.
They just
got the order wrong and it's just stuck like that.
It's like the rights have changed or something. The label, whoever owns it, doesn't care.
There's a lot of, or like stuff got reissued but like not involving any of the people involved in the band at all. It's just one like label went under and some bigger label kind of like dug through the scraps and was like, oh, we'll just reissue some of this.
I love music licensing. I love
truly fantastic way to
what a way process, to distribute art.
Yeah, exactly. When I'm making something of artistic merit, what I want to do is deal with how long term, who owns it. That's the most important
punkest thing you can do.
About half of these, never mind, these are all kinds of different, because there's the occasional more major label release, and then there's stuff that's like, I'm looking at the tags here, and it's just like, the release, self-release is some guy's backyard, so it's just some random name, which I respect. I don't know, we got more to talk, at some point later, we're going to do a footy,
Ball talk,
real ballers, no, you had a little bit of that, but I want to do some back and forth,
of course.
But we've had a little bit of, you know, talking about the classics, whatever. We're going to get into, I guess, the first, I don't know where you draw the line at what is quote unquote real punk. Quote unquote. I'm not going to try and define that with a.
Everything I like is real punk and everything I don't like is fake.
Precisely.
Punk.
It's that. Same with like emo, same with metal.
Exactly.
Same with really anything even vaguely affiliated with the word hardcore is defined by.
That's so awesome. That's so awesome how like hardcore is the only like genre that's like a thing for. Like this is fake pop, you know.
Yeah, people argue like specific parameters for genre stuff a lot, I think, but never with the furor that you see from all any subculture associated with that. Anyway, up next we got Is This Real? Wipers off Is This Real? Been
classic.
Listening to this a lot today, this album. We got some MDC. Oh, and a requested Black Flag song, Rise Above. But that's in a couple. First, we got Wipers.
Thank you. hate work, and you should too hate work. Ain't no perfect work, ain't no jerk. Work, 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 and you're talking jobs. Work, 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 and you're sticking wars. Great design, funny life mistakes. Good look, great reflection, ain't work. Yeah, I do hate work, ain't no perfect work. Yeah, yeah, hate work.
Okay.
All right, we had some Is This Real, Wipers, I Hate Work, MDC, Rise Above by Black Flag, and that just now was Big Takeover by Bad Brains. Dan had something to note about that album. He said something like, what? Perfect
punk album. To put the reggae tracks on there, too, I mean, that's the most punk thing you can do, I think.
I completely agree. You know, you can't do something they don't expect, your own stylistic twist to it. You know, that's far. I am really any student at Tufts University, I think, is far from being able to well define punk.
Oh no, I don't think no one can.
No one really can,
because it's such a, like, what does it mean?
That's a running theme of the show today. Is this word is not? That's a running theme of my interaction with music in general. It's like, it's hard to pick good words to describe this, really, because pretty much all of them develop some kind of weight to it that I no longer like.
Like, the term genre as a concept is a selling point. It's not a...
Precisely, yeah.
It's a marketing point. It's not
it's a categorization to be able to be like, you like this, you'll like this.
And yeah.
Like, yeah. Almost intentionally limits creativity, some might say. But, anyway.
Punk is dead.
Long live punk. You had some picks for us, if you want to intro.
Got some next few. Got some butthole surfers coming up. And, you know, this is, of course, where the line is drawn with punk, you know. Is this punk? Probably. Is it punk? Maybe not. We got some Minutemen, too. And some Void. Classic early 80s.
Indeed, just keeping it running. We got, next up is Time to Die, Void. I'm going to just play that right now. Enjoy.
Dirty and the
All right, some minor technical issues going on with a PSA attempt. Unless you can hear it and I can't. Nope, yep. All right, well, we'll have to improvise on that later. In the meantime, I'm going to stop anyway because we got to do some... got to talk shop.
Of course, yeah.
Some major events this past weekend.
Absolutely.
Developments. Arsenal's season-long chase for number 14. The first one of the Emirates gets one big step closer.
Of course.
Thanks to Reece Nelson.
We are our own prospect. Cost us nothing.
It's pretty magical.
And he's already scoring better than Antony and Richarlison.
He came back from. That's what's it's what makes it feel very much like that whole ending. I couldn't believe it because I was thinking literally before it, like when he got subbed on, even like that would be the most fake storybook way for this to go. If it's like, because he was like the original like young player star boy.
Yeah,
remember before Sakho came through, before they signed Martinelli, any of that, it was Reece Nelson's next up.
Mm-hmm.
He's the, and usually those hyped up kids, they usually don't pan out anyway. So once he started kind of getting loaned out, people were ahead of him in the pecking order. It's like, okay, whatever.
Yeah.
You randomly scored two goals off the bench over the season, and now he pulls off
the final minute strike at like
to complete a comeback from 2-0 down in front of the home fans, 98th minute. I don't know. I've been talking this whole time like the listeners know what I'm talking about. I'm trying to fill in a little bit.
The pure elation, like the pure ecstatic, like
I did not know what to do with my body. You could see, my favorite part was you could see that with the players.
Yeah,
as well.
Like, Odegaard like fell down.
Saliba like ran off and kicked the corner flag, and he thought everyone was with him, but he was just by himself. There's some player like Ben White taunted the keeper.
Yeah.
There's like some guys just sort of started running around.
Yeah, all like dogpiling on him. He looks scared.
Nelson is trying to play it off like nonchalant, cool. He's like striding. He just scored a 98th minute game winner, so he's getting mobbed by the bench, by the players, everyone, and he's trying to play it cool. Yeah. Like no, that's not. You don't play that cool.
Player of the match. Because not only that, he did that assist to Ben White too.
Yes,
absolutely. That was great.
He didn't put a touch wrong. It was incredible. So there was that magical moment, and then there was a game that the next day that both of these might go down in Prem history, and if Arsenal, I don't like to say it, but if they don't pull it off, this other match will probably be more remembered. I didn't anticipate this being a wild must-watch, so I didn't tune in. If you could fill in the folks at home.
I didn't watch the... I tuned in the second half when I checked my phone, and it was 3-0 to Liverpool, and I'm like...
So, yeah, Liverpool and Manchester United played yesterday. Home game for Liverpool. Manchester United, significantly better to this point in the season. The table will tell you.
Oh, absolutely.
But the result on the pitch told us that is not the case.
They have no... Like, they have no defense. That's
crazy. They held seven.
They held seven.
That's insane. Like, I don't think any, like, even, like, there's a few all-time, like, big team losses where, like, Arsenal had the 1-8-2, famously.
Yeah.
There is, who was it? Did Spurs beat United, like, 6-0 a couple of seasons ago? Something like that.
Yeah.
But I don't think any big club has held seven.
I think it's the biggest drop of any big six club in the history of
any of the
league.
Big teams. Because it's like Southampton lost 9-0 a couple of times. Like this isn't the worst result ever.
Yeah.
But for a big team in like the modern era with modern money.
Supposedly title contending too. Supposedly.
Their fans would have you believe that Lisandro Martinez
is the greatest
center back in the league. Shaw's the best left back. Ten Hag is the best manager. Casemiro's the best defensive mid. Fernandes, the best attacking midfielder. That Rashford's the best winger on the planet.
Know.
And
my attacking midfielder is not asking to get pulled off after chopping.
Lisandro mid. I don't even dislike him that much as a player, but that was very...
Where is blood going?
He's facing the wrong direction. I haven't seen Salah do that to the team in a while.
That's really a supreme baller. I think the one of the
all time. The power of Islam really shining through. All right. Well, we talked a little bit about you can't define punk, but I think one of the least punk rock things is probably modern professional commercial association. Emirates Stadium in it, played by these hundreds of millions. Pound players paid for it by golf money. Not the most punk thing, but we're gonna get back to the show with We had some Austin legends earlier, MDC, and we got some more Austin legends with the Dicks. I hope you get drafted. I'm trying to... What's the... Ah, man, there was something I wanted to say that I now forgot, but yeah. They got a kind of cool history. One of the early openly gay frontmen in... At least that scene. I don't know, obviously, punk in general. That's just too many different bands to keep track of, but... Genuinely really great vocalists as well. Somewhat less known than the other bands on here, but I think they're really good. So that's my little spiel. And we'll do Dicks, Dead Kennedys, and we'll do some other stuff. I don't know. We'll fluctuate that around. We got
this
some
is punk
done.
Right now. This is punk.
This is punk. This is real. Yeah. This is real. You know what this is? This is we're going to stop talking with the music play.
Public service announcement. Numbers to think about. worldwide prison populations. The United States has the largest documented prison population, both in absolute and proportional terms. According to the U.S. Department of Justice, more than 2.2 million prisoners are behind bars in the United States, at a rate of 730 per 100,000 people. China, which is four times more populous than the United States, is a distant second, with 1.51 million people in prison, a rate of 117 per 100,000, while Russia has the second highest, 606 per 100,000, for a total of 865,000 prisoners. 865,000, never mind. But yeah, numbers to think about.
We got through it by the end. All right. Well, you only got not that long left now on the show, but thanks for sticking with us. We're going to start to, you know, we worked our way through the 80s, and now we're getting to the late 80s, and there's some new bands that are cropping up, and they're doing stuff a little different. I say a little different. I do mean, like, a little different. It's like reworking, find their own lane. Like, a lot of the great bands are. It's just kind of like a little pocket in time where you listen, and it's like, it makes sense that this came out of this moment.
Yeah.
It sounds new, but it still sounds like a mix of other... I feel like I'm talking over my... I'm rambling a little bit. I'm going music journalist mode. Over describing shit.
You get me trying to get that pitchfork bag on it.
Yeah, that.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, we got Break My Body, Pixies.
Let's go.
I am the up and over.
All right, we had, what did I play there? Break My Body, Pixies, Touch Me, I'm Sick by Mudhoney, Lockdown by Fugazi, and Golden Brown by Drive Like Jehu. Jehu?
I think so.
All right. I guess you're not, you might not be an official authority.
No.
All right. But yeah, that's basically our time here. I don't know, do you have any closing thoughts you want to...
Rock on. Punk is will never die.
The spirit of punk is alive within our hearts.
The spirit always. Of punk is alive in Portland.
One of the cities you could have said, for sure. One of the cities in the United States. All right. Well, I hope you've enjoyed killing this hour with us. Up next, we got Hey Butterfingers. Stick around for that. We got one more song for you here. This is Hour to Kill, Isaac and Dan. You are listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. I got one last song, Be Your Mama, Sleater-Kinney, and then we're going to, I don't know, head out for the night.
Yeah.
But yeah, thanks for listening, y'all. Enjoy.